to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next hour, we'll be featuring some Billboard magazine's most popular Motown songs from the 1960s, 1970s, and 1980s. This half hour will feature the 1960s and 70s, starting with the Supremes, then Mary Wells, the Temptations, Edward Starr, the Commodores, and Diana Ross. All coming up the next half hour as we feature some top Billboard most popular Motown songs from the 1960s and 1970s. Like Motown,
USA. Like Motown,
I've been crying because I'm lonely.
For you,
smiles have all turned
to tears,
but tears won't wash away the fear that you're never ever gonna return. To ease the fire that within me burns, it keeps me crying, baby, for you. Keeps me sighing, baby, for you. So won't you hurry, come on, boy, see about me.
to Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Wells, My Guy, a number one smash hit from 64. It reached number 66 on Billboard's Top 100 Songs of 1960s. Before that, The Supremes with Baby Love. That reached number 84 from the top hits of the 60s. And we started with The Supremes with Come See About Me, reaching number 86. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. For this half hour, we're featuring top songs on the Billboard magazine charts from the 1960s, and we'll finish the half hour from the 1970s. Well, coming up, a number one smash hit, and the last 45 released by Diana Ross, The Supremes, Someday We'll Be Together. Well, Someday We'll Be Together was a song written by Johnny Bristol, Jackie Beavers, and Javi Fuca, and it was made popular as the last of 12 American number one pop singles for Diana Ross, The Supremes on the Motown record label. Although it was released as the final Supremes song featuring Diana Ross, who left the group for a solo career in January 1970, it was recorded really as Ross's first solo single, and Supremes members Mary Wilson and Cindy Birdsong do not sing on the recording. The single topped the Billboard Hot 100 pop charts for 1 week, reaching number one in 1969, and the final issue of Billboard magazine for the decade, dated December 27th. The single was not only the final number one in 12 chopping pop hits for the Supremes, but it also holds the distinction of being the final American number one hit of the 1960s. Well, here are Diana Ross and the Supremes, at least credited on the record. Someday We'll Be Together, right here on Motown.
Hold it. Listen.
Diana Ross and the Supremes with Love Child, and that hit number 21 on the top 100 Billboard songs from the 1960s. Before that, The Temptations, a great song, I Can't Get Next to You, and that hit number 36 on the all-time greatest hits from the 1960s from Billboard magazine. And we started with Diana Ross and the Supremes, Someday We'll Be Together, number 52 on that same chart. Well, this is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. And for this hour, we're looking at Billboard's most popular Motown songs from the 1960s, 1970s, and 1980s. Well, we've made it through the 1960s, and now we'll pick up the 85th most popular song from the 1970s. It was a number one smash hit with Edward Starr, and the song is called War. Well, War, of course, is a counterculture song written by Norman Whitfield and Barrett Strong. And he first produced the song, which was a blatant anti-Vietnam War protest, with The Temptations as the original vocalists. After Motown began receiving repeated requests to release War as a single, Whitfield re-recorded the song with Edward Starr as the vocalist, with the label deciding to withhold The Temptations version from single release as to not alienate their more conservative fans. Well, Edward's version of War was the number one smash hit in the Billboard Hot 100 charts in 1970, and it's not only the most successful and well-known record of his career, but it was also one of the most popular protest songs ever recorded. Well, here is War, Edwin Starr, right here on Motown.
One, two, yeah. What is it good for?
Absolutely
nothing.
Uh-huh.
To me.
Songs here on Motown Memories.
Mm-hmm.
just a moment away, and I'm without you once again. You laughed at me. You said you never needed me. I wonder if you need me now. So many dreams that flew away, so many words we didn't say. Two people lost in a storm. Where did we go? Where'd we go?
Diana Ross, a pretty tune, Touch Me in the Morning, and that hit number 74 on Billboard's all-time greatest hits from the 1970s. Before that, the Commodores with Still. That hit number 78 on the top 100 from 1970s from Billboard. And we started with Edward Starr, War. That reached number 85 on the top 100. Well, this half hour, we featured some great songs, all top 100 songs on the Billboard magazine from the 1960s and 1970s. Well, coming up after the break, we'll pick up the 1970s with a great song with Eddie Kendricks. So keep it right here on Motown Memories.